Monday morning, we love talking sport with our armchair expert, Tom Fury. How are you this morning, mate?
Oh, mate, very, very tired. A big weekend of sport, a huge weekend.
Has been. The rugby league finals, obviously. There's even AFL finals. And, of course, rugby union is back on the map with the Bledisloe Cup in an epic encounter. There's a lot to talk about. So starting with who's happy this morning?
Look, I think footy fans in general can be happy because the premiers are gone, the Roosters are gone, and it's always good when you know there's going to be a different premier.
Hello to all the Roosters fans out there. And you know what? A lot of them could be a little bit snaky, perhaps, but I did follow a few of them on Twitter who were saying, look, we've had a good run. Congratulations to the Canberra Raiders. We just weren't quite up to it this year. So very much a tip of my hat to those Roosters fans.
And particularly to lose three games in a row at the end of the season. I mean, I wouldn't say they capitulated, because that's more or less the term that you get on Channel 9 all the time.
They fought. I mean, Canberra had a couple of good leads at one point. They kept coming back. You know, that's what quality sides do, and I'm sure next year they will be just as good as ever.
Yeah, without Sonny Bill Williams. Wasn't that money well spent?
Yeah, that's true. Who's sad this morning, Tom?
Oh, look, you've got to go with Parramatta fans. Look,
hang on, before we start, can we go allegedly Parramatta fans? We need to get allegedly into this conversation, because I know where you're going.
Yeah, they've lost one of their best players just before the game.
Allegedly. Right, yes.
And then the second half, they led at halftime, and the second half was just a disaster.
Well, they allegedly had a winning lead at halftime, only for South Sydney to pull it right back. I mean, Souths at all points seemed like they were ready to do something. It's almost like they were toying with Parramatta at one point there.
Yeah, but Parramatta just seemed to panic. I mean, they missed the conversion, would have made it 20-all. Then they threw an intercept pass, which didn't need to be thrown at all. They just panicked. I guess their inexperience, particularly in the second half, came up. And, yeah, for Parramatta fans, very frustrating season.
Parramatta got out to a 16-8 lead. Do you think if they had their two big wingers and, of course, the alleged Michael Jennings in their side, do you think they might have been able to hold on, or even still South would have been too good?
Well, I think they may have played a bit more calmly in the second half. And yeah. I think that was the main thing that undone them, you know?
So who is red-eyed this morning, Tom?
Look, I'll go with Union fans and the Bledisloe Cup, because the game, has it finished yet, Bear? Is it still going?
I wish. I was sitting there for the last 15 minutes of that game holding my chest because my heart was trying to pound out of it. It's fantastic for a Wallabies fan to see those boys stand up and fight the way they did. You know, there had been times in the past we would have ended up, after being 13-all, losing 30-13. But they came back. They nearly snatched victory from the jaws of a draw, Tom.
You finished? Yeah, like I did, but it would be nice to know when the game's going to finish. So at the end, everybody was watching it. I think the big winner was, once again, free-to-air sport on a Sunday afternoon.
Mate, if it's been... I mean, I understand it was in Wellington, it was rainy conditions, but there is nothing better than Sunday afternoon sport. Whoever is in charge at the likes of Foxtel, Channel 9, Channel 7, or whatever it is, somebody should hold them hostage until they agree. Sport should be played of an afternoon. That's the best time for it, mate, and for people to watch it as well.
Yeah, my dear, certainly the result was people watching it at the club I was at, and none of them particular Union fans, one or two, and everyone was engrossed.
Absolutely, that's how it goes. So who's looking towards the future, Tom?
We'll go back to the rugby league. Go the Raiders. The Raiders beat the Storm. That's going to be a tough game. I think the Storm's back line is just a magic back line. And then the other game, the Rabbits against the Panthers, well, look, that score could end up 60-58.
I understand that teams that came third and fourth have already been knocked out, but I think these really are the four best and most informed sides in the NRL.
Yes, I think so too, and also exciting.
Also an exciting future for the Wallabies, I'm going to throw in there as well. New coach Dave Rennie has got us absolutely firing. Next week, you just don't know. If we manage to nab a victory, we could be looking at winning the Bledisloe Cup for the first time since 2001. What a wonderful future that would be, Tom.
I'll see you next week.
Thanks, mate.
See you, mate. Catch ya.